This is BBC Radio 3. Well, now we come to our series, The Wire, Radio 3's original writing showcase. Andrew Scott and Dave Fishley star in Look Closer by Michael Bim, a tense and often dark story of a man's search for identity, both lost and found.
Look Closer by Michael Bim.
''1983. I'm getting ready for school. I'm nine. About to grab my bag behind me when I turn and catch sight of the window. I see the figure of somebody. My dad, in the garden. One hand in his pocket, the other hand... he's holding out his palm as if he's trying to grab hold of something. I go downstairs to the back door. I look at him standing in the snow. I walk up to him. I ask him what he's doing. He tells me that he's looking at these angels he can see floating around him. He wasn't the type of man to say that. He says that the angels are whispering to him, telling him to go with them. He asks me to stay where I am, right next to him. I shouldn't go to school. He holds my arm tight, his voice, not normal. I should have stayed. I wanted to, but the next thing I know, my bag is on my shoulder. I'm turned around, going through the house, shutting the door, off to school, leaving him standing. I never told them. My mother, my sister, never woke them up. Told them that Dad was saying something strange. I could have. Just put my bag on my shoulder, walked out the door. At about 9 o'clock, we're at school. My mother, downstairs, making coffee, looks out into the garden and sees him. Lying there. Face down. Sorry. Martin, it's me, Alex. Sitting on this bench. It's freezing. Sorry, I feel like an idiot. I look like one. Sitting here at this time. Anyway, I've got good news. Guess what I can see? Across the street. It's just how you described it.
Thursday.
I want you to come and see it once you've settled into your new job. Well done, by the way. It isn't easy starting again. The walking will do you good. So, the flat, it's a first floor flat. No one lives underneath yet, thank God. Landlady said she'd make sure a nice couple move in. I want you to see me moving out as, Well, hopefully in a few months things will go back to normal. I'll try you again in a few days. Bye.
Afternoon, Alex. It's Sergeant Wilkins. Before you go on lunch, I've had a call about some antisocial behaviour in your beat area. Someone's TV is on at full volume. As you can imagine, we've had complaints. Would you and David take a look into it, please? It's at 47 Calvary House, Westfield Estate. Use it as a chance to make yourself known to the residents, let them know who you are, and I'll see you at the station later.
Yeah, we've done everything except knock his bloody door down.
Do you know who he is?
He's called Martin, mate.
Has he lived here long?
A few years. Young, he used to see him in the mornings. I haven't seen him for a bit, then he comes back and all this is happening. He lives right on top of us. You can't hear yourself think.
It's okay, it's fine. We'll speak to him. We'll go up.
Well, Martin! Hello!
I'll try him through the window.
Hello! Martin! My name's Alexander Aldgaze. I'm a police community support officer. My partner and I would like to speak with you, please.
I can see him. He's in the kitchen.
What's he doing?
He's behind the cupboard. I can see his legs.
Martin! We just want a word.
I haven't done nothing. Just leave me alone.
Can you turn your TV down, Martin? We can't hear you.
He's left the kitchen.
Where's he gone?
I don't know. Well, that was easy.
Well, we should see that everything's okay.
Turn it down. Now leave it.
We're just here to help.
Look, maybe we should leave it. We can't force him to open a door.
He'll open it. Martin, would you mind talking to me?
You want to talk with me? About what?
We'll just see if there's anything we can do to help. We're the community support officers in this area. We're introducing ourselves to all the residents here.
So what do you want?
Well, I suppose a cup of tea wouldn't be bad.
I don't think we should go in.
David, this is what we're here to do.
You want a chat?
Sure.
Not a good idea. We're supposed to be working as a team.
Well, you wait outside. I'll be fine.
Well, keep the front door open. At least stay in view.
You can come in, but not him.
That's okay, Martin. It's absolutely fine.
Don't like what you're wearing.
Why not?
Uniform. Ain't as bad as the real police is, but I don't like it.
What have you got against the police?
Try spending 2 days with them. You ever done that? All you decision makers, telling people what to do. And that doctor, he's a pig too.
Which doctor?
At the hospital. Saying that to take it even when it was making me throw up.
Take what?
Medication.
Right. What's that for? Well, if you're given medication by a doctor, following the course is for your own good.
It's supposed to kill pain. It's supposed to help me sleep, but I don't want to sleep. And it don't take away the pain. So what's the point?
Do you mind if I look around? Did you study art?
These are good.
Who's this drawing of? She's beautiful.
Look, you don't say nothing to no one about the meds, hear me?
Okay, Martin. I won't. So how'd you end up in hospital?
Got beaten up.
You did?
Yeah. That's what they said.
What, you don't remember?
I was unconscious when they found me.
You don't remember any of it?
Some things I remember. But maybe it's just my imagination, I don't know. Just remember hitting the ground, that's it. Next thing, I'm in a hospital bed. Can you do something for me?
Yes?
Give me your phone.
Who do you need to call?
Just let me use it.
Well, I can't give you my phone unless you tell me who it is you want to call.
Just let me call her.
Why don't you use your own phone?
She won't pick up.
Who, the girl in the picture?
Clara. Look, you phone. Just tell her. What the police have put in her head, it's all lies.
What's lies? Martin, I want to help you.
A group of men have turned up. They're sitting outside. Martin, everyone is covered in this red light from the sign outside the cafe. There's a man reading a paper, but he's looking through it at this girl with a cigarette between her lips, still unlit. Every other place on the street is closed, but this place just gets busier and busier. There was a group of girls sitting outside, and they've all gone now. Inside, I think. The feeling of emptiness is overwhelming.
I don't know what's real or not no more. I got beaten up bad. Anymore, I wouldn't have woken up. That's all I know. That's what they told me at the hospital. And then the police came. Not to help me, but to stand around the bed and question me, saying I did all these things to Clara. I told them I didn't remember nothing.
Is Clara the girl in these pictures?
Yeah. They're telling me that I beat her up. Why would I do that? They were forcing her to charge me. That's what they do. That's why I hate the police. But then when I get home and try to phone her, she won't answer. She hears my voice. She puts it down. Something's not right. I know it. That's why I need you to phone her. Or I'll go and see her.
Well, maybe you should leave it a little while until you calm down, see things more clearly.
No, I need to see her now.
It might make things worse.
I don't care.
You know, Martin, there are places that you can go. People... What's funny?
You think I'm mad, don't you?
I think you've been hurt.
So what are you saying? You think going to someone's going to help me? Just like them other police. You just want to lock me up, don't you?
No, I want to help you. I know what it feels like to feel hurt.
Yeah? You want to help? Just go and stick that silver spoon from your mouth right up your ass. Go on, piss off, fake plastic policeman.
I don't have a silver spoon. And sorry to inform you, but this isn't the most glamorous of jobs.
Why are you doing it, then?
Well, because I wanted to do a job that actually meant something. Talking to you now means something. I understand where you're coming from.
How? You ever sat up in bed for a week because you're afraid of closing your eyes? The only way to stop noise in your head is to put the TV up so loud you can't hear yourself. You don't want to understand me, my thoughts. Ever fantasize about smashing your head into the ground? Let it smash into 1,000 pieces just to shut it up.
I know what it's like. Trust me, I know. And I know what it's like to be close to someone who didn't know how to cope. I'm not a medical person, but there are doctors, counsellors, psychiatrists. I can see about putting you in touch with someone who could help.
Is it normal to see things?
What do you mean?
When you close your eyes.
Is that what happens to you?
Since I got beaten up, since coming out of hospital, when I close my eyes, I see things.
What do you see?
Things. I don't know.
Memories?
I don't know.
Well, if you think it might help, you can tell me.
If I tell you, you will tell the other one outside. They'll take me to hospital.
I won't tell anyone. This will be between you and me.
Because they'll think I'm mad. They won't understand.
I'm not going to take you anywhere. If you need someone to talk to, I can be that for you.
Can you? Why?
Well, let's just say it might be good for me too. I can come back same time tomorrow.
Yeah, right. You won't come back. It's all bullshit.
If I say something, I mean it. Just promise me you'll keep the noise down in the meantime.
Friday.
Hi, Alex, it's me. Look, my landlady said she saw a man standing outside my flat today. I described you to her and, she was sure it was you. Look, I don't know, I want to see you, but not straight away. I don't want to get into the same routines that we've had. That's why we're here. I love you, but I need space. And I'm a little worried. What's going on? You had a good job. You did what you wanted ever since university. Of course, the community stuff is great, but have you really thought it through?
Alex, Sergeant Wilkins here. Sorry to call you on your day off. I know our briefing isn't due for another week and a half, but it might be an idea if you drop by the station during a lunch break so we can see how you're doing. I spoke to David, and I believe you dealt with an incident together yesterday. Now, if you go into anyone's property, avoid going in on your own, especially without police assistance. I'm thinking it might be an idea to change your rota or partner to show you how best to put your training into practice more effectively. Either way, it'd be good if you came in. Let's grab a coffee, eh?
Hello, Martin.
You come back.
See? I kept my word.
Where's the uniform?
It's my day off.
And that's all right, is it? You coming?
Well, I'm here. That's the main thing.
Should I come in?
Yeah.
These images that you see, Martin, do you think that they're real?
I don't know. I don't.
What else do you see?
I see her.
Who, Clara?
You involved with someone.
Pardon me?
Attached. You know what I mean. Married.
Well, I was engaged.
Where is she now? You still speak?
We do, sort of. We'd been together since university. We're taking a break at the moment. Sometimes things get like that when you're with someone for a while. You love each other, but you need time apart to get your head around things. Maybe right now your situation is similar.
Never had that. You know, properly with someone that long. I only met Clara a few months ago. I used to go for walks late, you know, clear my mind when I felt low. I couldn't have been lower when I first met her. I first saw her when she was, like, running from something. Her skin white as if all the blood had been shaken out of her. She was scared, you know? I asked her if she was all right. She just held on to me tight, like I was saving her or something. But you know what? She was doing the same for me.
What was she running from?
She never said. I never asked.
You never asked? Why not?
Why? So that I should judge her. She didn't judge me. I didn't judge her. Everything was all right. A few months later, something happened. I don't know what. I wake up in hospital. My body, like it's been run into the dirt by a row of cars. I can't move. Doctors standing around me. I'm asking them what the hell happened. They're just telling me it's fine, that I'll be okay. Next thing I know, the police are there, showing me pictures of Clara, her face. Her face, the way it looked. What someone had done to her. They're telling me that it was me who beat her like that. They're asking me question after question. Then, like that, they throw me out into the daylight. It took me a day to get home, figure out where I was. Couldn't find my bearings. Hardly been outside since then. Then, when I finally get back here, I call her. I ask Clara, what happened to me? What happened to her? She didn't want to tell me nothing. Put the phone down. I went to her flat. The lights are off. Now, I close my eyes. I can't do nothing without seeing her.
It might help if you tell me what you see. What is it that she's doing when your eyes are closed and you see what you see?
Staring.
Staring.
Where are you going?
She's staring at you.
I'll be back. I won't be long.
Yeah. But her face.
Stay here in the house.
And her eyes. Her face is half turned towards the front door.
Watch some programs on the TV.
She stares at me. Then she looks at the door.
Don't think about where I'm going.
She looks at the door.
Because I have to go.
And what's past that door?
I have no choice.
Out on the street.
And what's there?
I love you.
Something that you don't like. What's out there, Martin?
Some man. I can see his face under the street lamps.
A man?
Some man. By a car waiting. And she wants to go. She wants to go, don't she? She says she's going. She says stay here. In the house. Watch the programmes on the TV. Don't think about where she's going because they've got somewhere to go. She has no choice. She has to go. Then she says...
I love you.
She says she loves me.
This is what you see when you close your eyes.
She says that before I met her. She knew him. The man outside. That they had a life. She wanted to get away, but... Now she has two types of people in her. That the two people want different things. One wants to be with me and never leave. Never. And the other...
What about the other?
The other half is dead. Has no feeling. Feels nothing at all. Just accepts that she has a debt that she has to repay.
A debt?
I don't know. That's why I want to speak to her.
Tell me what happens next. You can tell me, Martin. I'm here with you.
Nothing. She just kisses me. She kisses my forehead and then she says she's going.
What do you do?
I feel empty.
Why?
It's like the anger has poisoned me. Made me not move. My mouth is shut. My teeth wired together. I can't open them. She just goes. Takes her coat, puts it on, shuts the door, gone.
And are you still sitting down?
Yeah, but then I get up.
You get up?
I hear the car pull off. And I leave the house. Get into my car, follow her.
Where are you going?
I don't know. It's dark. Can't see.
What about the car you're following? What does it look like?
Don't know. Can't see the car. Can only see them. It's like watching your worst fear happen in front of you, that you don't do nothing about. And around me, out the window, I see people. I see them walking, heading home, going out. And the shop lights making the shops look like yellow boxes glowing in the night. The electricity of everything. But no one knows what's happening to me, what I'm feeling. Me driving, sinking into my seatbelt, into the seat.
What do you see that no one else can?
The desire.
The desire?
His desire, her desire, all taking us to this place that...
Where's the place?
But the car stops suddenly.
Stops where?
I don't know. This street. I pull up across the street and I watch them. They get out of the car and they turn left into a cafe.
What cafe?
I don't know.
What does the cafe look like?
It's red on the outside from where I'm sitting. There's a light from the sign. It has three horses in the window.
Okay, I'm going to keep the phone close and go into this place. You're going to be able to see and hear it all for yourself. It's taken God knows how long to find it. I'm surprised I can feel my hands. I'm even on my feet. It's funny how things are never as they seem, are they, Martin? Well, you know that as well as anyone.
Three horses?
Yeah. Painted on the glass. The letters... The letters in rusty metal. Not in English. There are people inside. Men on their own. They sit inside too. And that man...
The one in the car?
Yeah. He takes a cigarette. Offers one to Clara. I never saw a smoke before.
What do you do?
When I look again, they're gone. I just see all these people getting up as if they're headed somewhere. All at the same time. All men. And I panic. I get out of the car.
Go on.
I follow. Walk with the group of men. I'm one of them.
Where? Where, Martin? Try to tell me. Where?
Behind the cafe. Down an alleyway, by its side. And I feel like I can't breathe no more. When I see what I see.
What do you see?
I can't do this anymore.
What do you see?
Clara. The man holding her hand. They're heading to this... No, I can't.
Tell me, Martin.
I'm walking behind them. I feel it. My skin. I feel it all peel. Raw. Everything hurts. The air was soothing, but now it burns. Burns at me, at everything.
Why?
Because of them. Us. This group. Walking to this square. In the distance.
What square?
A red square in the middle of this alleyway. Right at the end. A red door. And all the people going in. I see Clara going in.
What's behind the door?
How could she do this to me?
Tell me what's behind the door.
I need to stop.
No, hold on, Martin. No. Martin, sit down. Sit down, Martin.
Get away from me.
What's behind the door?
Why do that to me? After everything. I told her everything.
I was there for her. Why? You know, you live with someone. You share things. I told her things about my past. A past I tried to get away from. I told her about growing up. About having a dad who kicked me out of the house. Made me walk the street at night in my pajamas. About how everybody else is just like a replica of him. They all hate me. All want to hurt me. And then she says she isn't. And she tells me I'm special.
What happened next? You went into the place in this alleyway. And what happened?
Nothing. No!
Hey! Oh, God!
Run! Come on, run!
Martin, I know it hurts, but is what you've described something you're scared of, like a nightmare, or is it something you might have experienced? We need to answer that. That's the only way I know how to help.
I'm going
to
go speak to her.
I'm sure you will, but not yet. We said we talk and decide on this together, do you remember?
She's the only one who knows.
If we talk about it, you will.
I'm not going
to
wait.
Look, if you believe she loves you, you have to trust that. You have to believe it.
What if you go to Clara?
I can't. That's not my job.
Just see if she's all right. Just to see if what I'm thinking, what I see, if it's true. If she wants me to leave her alone, then I'll trust you to tell me.
I don't think that's the best way to proceed.
Then why are you here? Because you're not trying to help me.
That's not true.
It's true. You don't give a shit.
I do. What do you think I've been doing here? Okay, I'll go.
I want your word.
I said, okay. I'll find out for you.
Before my dad's funeral, we were sat in the living room. My mother and my sister. And me. Waiting to go to the church. Then my mother turned to me, the eldest. And she told me that there was nothing I could do to prevent his death. She said the same thing at the funeral. In front of all these people that I didn't know. Everybody said how brave I was. And I made a choice not to tell them. To not be disliked or hated or ask more questions. I didn't say that I could have helped him. I was with him before he did it. I could have called up to Mum, told her that he was outside, that he was having one of his episodes, but I was too scared to believe what he wanted me to see. I don't want to be scared anymore. I don't want to avoid looking at anything. I understand what's happened to you, Martin. I won't leave you.
I'm a rabbit in your headlights. Scared of the spotlight. You don't come to visit. I'm stuck in this bed.
Alex, are you not getting the message? Please stop phoning me. I'm not answering your calls because I don't want to speak to you. I don't want to think about us, and I don't want to think about our baby. No more, Alex. Just look after yourself now.
Saturday. Hello? Hello? Clara.
Who are you?
My name's Alex. I'm here on behalf of my friend Martin. Please don't shut the door.
What do you want?
He's not well. I just need a minute. It's important.
I have spoken to the police. I don't want to speak to
you. I just want to speak to you about Martin. I'm trying to find out some information. Please. I'm just trying to help. I'm just a friend. My name's Alex. Look, I can show you my wallet, my driver's license.
Let me see it.
Yeah. My God, who did that to your face? Was it him? Was it Martin?
What do you want?
I've spent the last few days with Martin. We've been speaking.
How is he?
Well, he's not so good.
You're his friend?
Yeah.
Tell me what you want.
He talks about images coming back to him, memories. The night he went to hospital, what happened?
What has he said?
He talks about a cafe. He said that he followed you to a cafe.
I want you to
go. Do you not care about Martin? Because helping me answer this question will help him. He's come out of hospital to find his life completely unrecognizable. He's suffering.
What are you accusing
me of? Nothing. I just want to help.
Why?
Because I have to. I need to.
I don't want to talk about
that. I understand how hard this is. It's a cafe. It's a cafe with three horses on the front window.
Please.
Does the cafe he's talking about exist? Clara, I have to know.
It's dangerous. Please.
Sunday.
Hello, Alex. This is the third time I've called. I need you to call me back immediately, please. It's about Martin Smith. Apparently you saw him on Thursday. He was brought into the station earlier after attempting to smash open the front door of a young woman's flat. He's been held, receiving psychiatric care. Apparently he's been mentioning your name. Said you'd spoken to him about going to visit this woman. You need to call me as soon as...
Monday.
I'll take you down to where he is. He's under sedation, so please keep conversation to a minimum. If you follow me through this way.
Martin? Martin? It's me, Alex.
Alex?
Yeah. You awake? Martin? Come on. Come on, talk to me. Why did you do it, Martin? We had an agreement. You had to wait for me.
Alex.
Yeah, you went there with a knife. What did you want to do?
I couldn't live with it. I couldn't.
Martin, I thought you trusted me. I wasn't going to let you down. You wanted me to help you. That's exactly what I did. I went to see her. I'm going to find this cafe. I'll find where it is. I'm not going to have them think that there's something wrong with your mind. Now, I need to know where to begin. Something at this place happened to you, and I need to know what it was. Martin. Martin, come on. What the hell have they given you? I'm going to find this place. I'm not going to let anyone down.
Alex, it's Rach. I got a call from your work. They say you haven't shown up. Look, I don't know what's going on, and you might think I've got no right to ask this of you, but let me know you're okay. Or just ask your work to call me. Please.
I'm going to get proof, Martin. So people won't be afraid to get to know you. I won't write you off. I won't let it happen.
Yes?
Could I just have a glass of water, please?
That's all you want?
Yeah. So the three horses on the window, the sign, what does it mean?
It's just the design.
Sorry, hold on.
Yes?
Where are all those men going?
You want to go with them?
Maybe.
Wait here.
You want to come with us?
Yeah.
How much do you have?
I have money.
Right. Come on then.
You pay me now.
How much?
200 up front. If you want young girls, it'll cost you 100 extra.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Follow them.
you want me to sit with you.
No. No, I don't. But I'll give you this if you take me to Clara.
This way.
Clara.
What are you doing here? What?
You work here.
You need to go.
Why have you done this? You had him think he was going mad.
Please leave. I cannot talk. I can't.
Why do that to him? Answer me!
Let go of me! I have no choice. Now go before they see you.
What do you mean you have no choice? Tell me.
Please.
Tell me.
I cannot hear. I cannot do anything unless I pay the money.
Money for what? Money for what?
I tried to run. I tried. I stayed with Martin. I loved him. But they found me. They found me and brought me back. You think what happened to my face was done by myself? Do you?
I'm going to take you out of here. Martin needs to hear this. Come with me.
I can't. Please. Don't try to do what he did. Don't. They caught him and tried to kill him. That's why I can't see him. You have to go and tell him that it's all my fault.
No, no. You come with me. We'll go straight to the police. I promise you won't be in any trouble. I promise. But you have to come with me.
They'll find me.
I can get you out of here. I can.
Will you do it?
Come on.
Stop!
This way.
Get after them.
No! Get off! Get off me! Get off!
Open his mouth.
But no!
No!
No! What's that? What are you doing?
Get the ball.
No!
Swallow.
No!
He's awake, but not responding. I can't let you disturb him.
Well, it's a murder inquiry. I need to interview him as soon as possible. A woman he was with was found dead. We need to know why.
You have an identity, a job, a place where you live, someone you love, who loves you. People that recognize you on the street, remind you of who you are. Make you feel that in all the masses of people and chaos that surround us, we have something. We have someone that makes our place in the world meaningful. But what do you do when one of these things disappears? How do you
deal with that?
What can you do
apart from throw yourself into the life of
someone else?
Throw yourself into the life of someone else.
I suppose I felt this way, Alex. Martin.
I felt this way.
I felt this way.
In Look Closer by Michael Bim, Alexander Aldgate was played by Andrew Scott and Martin by Dave Fishley. Clara was played by Anya Sawinski, Rachel, Alison Pettit, Sergeant Wilkins, Nigel Hastings, The Neighbour, John Biggins, David by David Seddon, and The Nurse by Keely Beresford. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Look Closer was directed by Sasha Yevtushenko, and the series editor is Kate Rowland.